I am Nikki Berry, and I am a trans woman and a resident of Seattle for the last 5 years.
I'm Carrie Painter. I'm a cisgender woman. I've been living in Seattle my whole life, and I'm an HR professional in the Seattle area. And so, Nikki, what I wanted to ask you about was both an ally, like, how can I do a better job of checking myself, not making assumptions, and then also in the workplace, what do you wish that workplaces would do, or what positive experiences have you had in the workplace while being a transgender person?
So I've been lucky. In the software industry in Seattle, our employers, especially in my case, Microsoft and Amazon, have been terrifically supportive on trans issues. Mm-hmm. I have been offered counseling as part of my employment, as well as healthcare access to both hormone therapy as well as surgery, now that I'm looking into that option. Mm. It's also been great to have, from the very beginning, had access to the restroom that matches my gender identity, as well as, more recently, gender-neutral options for restrooms. And it's difficult to explain just how much that impacts, how helpful that is. We tend to not think about it. You know, there's restrooms and they're there, but when you don't have that kind of access everywhere, it makes a world of difference. Mm-hmm. And even with HR, if anyone had any questions about my gender identity, they are able to go to HR and discuss this. And having that opportunity has also been terrific. Mm-hmm.
What assumptions do you see people making either about you or about trans people in general that you wish we wouldn't make?
I think the overarching assumption is that gender identity, gender expression, and sexuality are all linked. Mm-hmm. And the best thing that I can do is try to break that way of thinking. Try to understand that our identity is just that, an identity. It doesn't necessarily show the way that we are going to express ourselves, whether we're going to be masculine or feminine, or what our roles will be in society. You know, I am a software engineer. I am the primary breadwinner in my family, or in my partnership. I ride a motorcycle. I am a jeans and t-shirt kind of girl. You know, mm-hmm. I can wear dresses when I want to, but my expression is something I find fairly androgynous or masculine. And people are still surprised when I come out and say that I am attracted predominantly to women, that I am not, as many people assume, straight. Mm-hmm. You know, I have had experiences where on a dating app, I was talking to a cis woman who identifies as lesbian, and I was told that if I was a real woman, I would have to be attracted to men. Mm. So why was I trying to follow up with her, ironically a cis lesbian? Mm. And all the ways in which I find trans people are stereotyped comes back to these concepts. So I asked my allies, when you see a trans person, just try to realize that their identity, their sexuality, and their expression are all just separate facets of who they are.
What would make the biggest impact as a person who is either coming out or maybe choosing not to come out as transgender in the workplace to really feeling like that was a safe place to be?
The best thing is to have a process in there for them to come out. And it made all the difference for me when I was able to reach out to HR and say, I want to come out to my team. How can I do this? Mm-hmm. And I was provided with an email template. I was provided with HR contact information that I could pass along. And I was told from the beginning that I could use the restroom that corresponds to my gender identity. Having these things stated up front by the HR department is one of the bigger reasons why I have stayed with these companies. Mm-hmm. You know, is that immediately opened the gate and said, this is a place where you are welcome and we have your back. Mm-hmm.
Nikki, what would you say is the best change about living as you the way that you are now?
It's really hard to describe that. I mean, just being able to express myself has lightened an incredible load off my shoulders. I used to feel like my life was going to begin at the next milestone. That when I got into high school, I would finally be really living, or when I got to college, or when I got my internship, or when I graduated, that this would be the start of my life and I would feel okay. I would feel alive. And it didn't happen until I came out. And just having that difference in, I'm able to be myself. I have a life. I can see myself 5 years in the future instead of feeling like I'm either going to be a completely different person or I'm not going to make it to that next milestone is by far the best thing, is not facing that anymore. And that's what's made coming out worth it, is I finally have a life and something that I want.
Thank you.